Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 38, episode nothing, special episode of Der Daily Zeitgeist for July 4th, 2018. My name is Jack O'Brien. No AKA for you. And I'm thrilled to be joined by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Okay, do you have the pitch pipe? E flat. Okay. Yes, AKA it's the 4th of July, so just be glad we put out an episode today because we're about to go to barbecues.
You're welcome.
I've got my British red coat outfit on.
And we are also thrilled to be joined by super producers Anna Hosnier and Nick Stumpf. What's up, guys? What's up?
We'll just say hi together, I guess.
Hey, it's Anna.
Is that passive aggressive? Like, I guess you're just introducing together.
You couldn't be more anybody. Laid back, literally, right now.
I couldn't figure out how to fix
it. It's almost offensive.
You're nearly I'm horizontal.
Hey, I hear you, man. I'm fully checked in.
I just want to tell you, I did that to the chair accidentally, and I cannot put it back. I don't know how to put it back.
It's like the next two of us.
Are you going to be able to stay awake for this, buddy? You think you're going to make it through?
Yeah, I'm good.
Thanks all for writing everything down on that paper towel, man.
Yeah, he's got a folded piece of...
I wish I hadn't dropped it in the sink. It's really hard to
read.
What's this? I think it says... all right. So you guys know the deal. You know the format. We do it at the top of every show with our guest, and we're just going to let you know some things we think are over and underrated. Do you guys have any myths?
Myths?
Nah.
Nah. All right. I mean, we're living in a gigantic myth, I think, every day. So.
Myth, man.
That this is a second-rate podcast.
Exactly.
That is not true.
Yeah.
We're a third-rate podcast.
Actually, I have a myth. God isn't going to fix anything.
Okay. So.
Sorry, I just read a book by the
Marilyn Manson?
The Duck Dynasty patriarch, Phil Robertson. And boy, does that guy really think God's going to fix everything. And let me just tell you.
By God, does he mean women?
No, he means women actual are probably God. Say,
oh, well.
He's also that guy that's like, look, I'm not judging you for being gay. God's judging you, and I just happen to be the man who reports what God says.
Right, don't shoot the messenger.
Okay.
Cool so beard. I think we have our first underrated is this book by the Duck Dynasty guy.
No.
All right, so...
Jack, what's something that's underrated?
Oh my God, I thought you would never ask. So I've been listening to a little bit of this podcast called Behind the Bastards, which is on our network, hosted by one Robert Evans from Cracked. And I think the bubble from the bubble episode of 30 Rock is responsible for many of history's greatest atrocities.
Okay.
So if you've seen the bubble episode of 30 Rock, it's where John Hamm is a handsome doctor who, it turns out, has just had everybody say yes to him about everything because of how handsome he is. And so he exists in this bubble where he just is like incredibly confident in himself and every decision that he makes.
Right.
And like he cooks for Liz Lemon this thing he calls orange chicken. And it's just he pours orange Gatorade on chicken and it's just terrible. Anyways, so Robert Evans has noticed that many of history's greatest monsters were really handsome when they were younger. Like Stalin was.
My God, he gives Zayn Malik a run for his money.
He looks a lot like Zayn Malik, actually. Castro, Che Guevara, a lot of dudes who ended up killing a lot of people were really handsome when they were growing up. And I think it might be a thing where they just like never had anybody say no to them, especially at that time when like white men ruled, you know, society.
Che Guevara isn't white, was, like, though.
Yeah, okay. So not Che Guevara.
Or Fidel.
Right.
But well, I guess in their realm, I mean, they weren't
ruling class.
Yeah.
Check out Muammar Gaddafi.
Muammar Gaddafi was really handsome.
That's $1 million smile.
Yeah.
Muammar.
So I don't know. I think there's something to that idea that like these just real handsome dudes are just used to having just do whatever they
say. Get gaslit by your own privilege.
Right.
And as you think, you're living in a whole other construct.
Right. We were talking about big dick energy last week while you were out of the country, Miles. We knew we couldn't talk about it when you were around.
Thank you. You're an ally to all people with ED. I appreciate that.
And yeah, I like we talked about how there's dark big dick energy. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a great example of it. It's just like you are just used to having everybody agree with everything you say. And you just start, gaslighting yourself into thinking everything you say is brilliant. Mm-hmm. And then
I agree.
You end up killing everybody.
I think I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
Anna, what's something that's underrated?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. Underrated? Well, I'm going to come in strong because I didn't know this was a branded episode, but my own podcast, Ethnically Ambiguous.
There you go.
And but that's just an aside. Really, what I think is underrated is talking about your medical problems.
You just mean in general, out loud?
Yeah, I feel like there's such a stigma. You're not allowed to be sick, or people are like, either like, ew, get away from me, you're going to get me sick, or they're like, oh no. But it should just be like, yeah, like, that hurt.
You got,
like,
yeah, you got, I got to go to the doctor for this. Yeah, oh, okay, cool, yeah. Take care of yourself.
Exactly, it should be that easy.
Well, if you come in saying you're sick, I don't think it's the fault of a person being like, oh shit. Like, if you're like, I'm sick.
Yeah,
like, yo, get the fuck away from me, you contagion.
I mean, like, sick, like, oh yeah, having kidney failure, you know how that goes.
Oh yeah.
Well, shout out to renal problem. You would be in the hospital, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
That kind of medical problems were just, they're, you know.
Yeah, let people know, you know?
Because wouldn't you rather know that I was sick versus, like, in 2 weeks if I just stopped showing up to the office and you're like, I didn't know she was sick.
I like, dude, I think she's lazy as shit. Where the fuck she been? No, she's sick.
I feel like women are way better at being open and honest about illness and stuff like that than men.
Yeah.
Men are
I don't say shit.
Such...
I know, I do tell you guys my medical problems. I list off my medical problems every morning when I come in.
I know. You do
they have to listen.
Do a 318-point inspection on yourself.
And apparently all of our reactions were inappropriate.
Yeah, right. And you guys.
I'm sorry for dry heaving. I wasn't right. Yeah, because I fucking lie to my doctor. Because I'm like, I'm not telling this motherfucker what's wrong with me.
Why are you even going to a doctor?
Wouldn't you like to know?
So my mom thinks I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah.
You know, don't go to doctor. You know, they're just going to tell you something's wrong. That's why.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll listen to your underrated. I have ED. Okay. I'm coming out with it.
Hey, Nick Stumpf.
Yes.
What's something that you think is underrated?
Miles, you and I have talked about this, and it's maybe appropriate to bring up because Drake just dropped a record. But I always thought that old Craig David was underrated.
Oh, yeah. Craig David.
Craig David.
Love Craig David.
Record, Born to Do It. It's, you know, he's like invented this sort of same singing vibe over. Kind of like
over beats and stuff,
and like garagey English dance music that is now just like running the world. And I don't think he gets the credit that he's due.
That's Craig amazing. David, as you say that, so relaxed.
I'm almost fully lying.
I feel like it's therapy or something. I'm like, and who else do you feel was unjustly?
What does that album make you feel about yourself?
Also, if you guys want to see Craig David. Come back with an amazing flip of Fill Me In. Search BBC radio with Corrupt FM and Craig David. At the end of it, he comes in and does another version of Fill Me In and starts rapping. It's pretty good.
And also, he toured with that, like, just a nylon guitar player. That's how they would play shows, which was pretty awesome, too. It was just
oh,
him
really?
And, yeah, it was just him and a guitar player. Like, ooh. A lot of, during that time, and you play
oh,
shows.
Oh, yeah, because Fill Me In is a lot of
guitar. Yeah, but they would just do the two of them, and it was pretty rad.
Did you see them?
No. No, I would never
just get drunk and sob over Craig David live YouTube videos.
That reminds me of my favorite concert, Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds.
Oh, she's sick, dude. What the fuck?
All right.
Moving on.
Miles, what's something you think is underrated?
Okay, so my first one, sharing sandwiches.
Is underrated.
Now, let me tell you, I like sandwiches, and sometimes I go to places, and I want to try like four different sandwiches. The real wave is to agree with the other person. Say, yo, you get this sandwich. I'm going to get this sandwich. We'll split the halves. Best of both worlds. Not the album of Jay-Z and R. Kelly, but best of both worlds in the sandwich context. I feel like in the beginning, I was not really up for that because I felt like it wasn't enough food. But it's about variety. So begin sharing your sandwiches. You know what I mean? Not a really heavy one. This guy over here is talking about the bubble episode and evil people. And I'm over here like sharing sandwiches.
So this is something that is underrated.
Yeah, I
you
feel
think
like
sharing sandwiches is a bad rap generally. People are hating a lot on
I feel like people don't embrace it. Like, of course, you're going to go in. And shout out to my friend Kevin. When we worked together, we would go to Capriati Subs and he would want to try the Bobby. Maybe I want a Philly cheesesteak, but I also maybe was down for the Bobby. And we just say, yo, let's half it up.
All right. Fine, Miles. I'm sorry I didn't share my sandwich with you today. Jesus Christ.
No, that, and I told you that fried chicken sandwich looked really good, and you were over there eating it like Smeagol in the corner.
Well, I'm glad I didn't make Kevin my underrated, because that was going to be mine.
I got a food underrated.
Okay, do it. Do it.
Generic Mexican food in a restaurant. Like, not a taco truck, not an upscale Mexican restaurant, but just a straight-up regular old Mexican restaurant.
Type place.
There's a place in my neighborhood called Chico's. It is just the best thing. The way they do like rice and beans when you don't have to, there's nothing proprietary about it. There's no twist. It's just
nondescript.
Nondescript.
Yeah.
Regular old Mexican food.
Straight down the middle.
Right up the pie hole.
Uh-huh.
That's what do you get? Just get rice and beans?
I got two chicken, one cheese enchiladas with the sweet sauce, green sauce, and some guacamole.
Enchilada sweet sauce, yes.
And it's just the best thing in the world. It's like Coca-Cola or something. It's exactly... Right. Dialed in.
Wow. You're a regular old Anthony Bourdain.
Also, you were saying Coca-Cola, underrated, right?
Underrated. Yes, exactly.
Just a great company.
Yeah, as a company.
You guys heard of this stuff. Right.
Now, would you say, Nick, that this is based on the fact that you now live in Los Angeles, which has generally good Mexican food, or do you think Mexican food, like just down the middle Mexican restaurants, are somewhat unfuck-upable?
You can fuck up Mexican
I think
food.
You can fuck it up, but I think it's just not something people talk enough about how good.
Thank you. Bring awareness.
General Mexican, just vague Mexican food can be.
Y'all. I feel like if you go to, like, maybe Texas and California, you can get away with, like, just sort of, or and in Illinois too, there's a good Mexican food. But, like, I've had Mexican food in, like, Oregon, like, driving through there, and I was like, whoa. Like, you know, generic. No, like how'd y'all fuck this up?
Right. Yeah, it's possible to do, but there is like a school of doing it where if people do it well, it's really great. And people like to talk about, I only go to this off-market version or that off-market version.
Yeah.
I like the straight up the pie hole.
Yeah. And just, I would say maybe overrated is like artisanal, like how important it is to like find the like hole in the wall taco place or whatever. I feel like that's a big deal in Los Angeles is like, well, this one truck that actually never stops moving, but it has the best tacos.
It's literally grown roots in
you
the
have
ground.
To jump on the back when it drives by and then fight another person if they're already on it.
But their al pastor is amazing. Tacos Leo.
Food truck culture.
Mm-hmm.
Overrated. But
Jack, what's something that's underrated?
Underrated. Again. We just skipped over super producer Anna Hosnier.
Anna, what's something that's underrated?
She likes to be asked twice.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna come hard hitting.
Oh shit.
Tevas.
Ho.
Whoa.
Now
underrated.
Underrated. Yes.
I have not actually purchased a pair yet, but I have been eyeing a pair for a very long time.
Tevas are
since we talked about it.
The sandals with the strap that goes around your heel.
Yes, and around the
I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what a Teva is, but you know what? Strong underrated.
Teva.
No, they just look so comfortable, and I've tried my friends on. They just, they're back, baby. And now they have these platform heel Tevas. Look, honey.
Like a big chunk?
Cute. Yeah.
Oh,
walk around with your platform heels. Unfortunately, I can't do that because I trip over a lot of things. But I will find a flat-footed one soon, and I'll be out and about in my Tevas.
Yeah, so if anybody has a Teva Connect, hit Anna up.
Please.
You know what I mean?
I went to the website. It said 10% off if you join the email list.
Mm-hmm.
Still waiting for the email with 10% off. Never came through.
Check your spam folder.
You know what I did? I did.
Oh.
So I still haven't. I have one in the cart just waiting, hoping one day a 10% off comes on anyway.
Well, and that's how we know you're humble and you're grounded. Yeah. You're not out here buying full price Tevas like some 1%er.
How much are Tevas?
They can range from like $30 to $60. Oh, Jesus. $300 or $400.
Oh, so they're cheap?
I'm not out here buying Chacos.
Right.
I mean, you did turn me on to the fact that Tevas, like I had always associated them with Crocs, like that level of
comfort
and also like coolness, like not
wait,
like,
what's wrong with Crocs?
Nothing.
Do people hate on Crocs?
No, I was just saying they're really cool, Miles.
Ever since my uncle put me onto them, I was like, yes, these are really comfortable if you're on your feet all day.
In-home Croc wearers.
Don't look at my feet right now.
But yeah,
I have the knockoff version Gators. Really uncomfortable.
Gators.
They're really uncomfortable.
Oh, the ones you get at the dollar store?
Yeah.
But yeah, you were saying that they're like kind of making a fashion.
Yeah, they're back, baby.
Yeah, well, all that 90s stuff is coming back around again.
Splash.
Jack, what's underrated?
I was going to say the peacefulness of being in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when I traveled, and I haven't been to another country in a while, but
ever.
I've never been to one, but they look so nice.
They look cool.
But I remember I studied abroad for a semester and just coming back to America, everything seemed like really fast. And like there was just like a higher stakes to everything like just standing in line, like at a restaurant, people were just like more stressed out and like meaner to each other than like they were in other countries. And I mean, yeah, even just going to, you know, Portugal for a week or Mexico for a week or, you know, I definitely notice something. And like, it's not... I don't know. I don't necessarily know what it is, but you kind of had a take on this coming back from Europe.
It's just
a
culture.
Week.
I mean, it's all cultural, you know, like the US is too high stakes capitalism, like that's just the vibe of America, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's because we're all constipated.
Yes, we are all constipated. We don't drink enough water or Metamucil. But I think, yeah, like you say, sometimes the vibe of a country can go very underrated because people just think about the monuments or things visually that are there without taking into account the energy of a place. So like, yeah, when I was in Denmark, everyone's really laid back and, you know, not going broke from going to the hospital or school will, I guess, do that to people. So yeah, the vibes are very, very nice. Also, when I was in Ghana, like Africa, you can tell when things move slower, there's something really restorative about that too, coming from like the States or whatever. And when I was in Ghana, my God, everyone's just like so happy and just like, it's so different. And like, you have to kind of remember that it's important to take care of your energy.
When I was out of the country for a long time, a few summers ago, and I came back, I remember like landing at Kennedy Airport and just feeling like it's sort of an adolescent country. It's like a young, you feel this sort of young adolescent energy in the United States, like how young the country is.
That's exactly true. You know? Yeah. It's like, because everything just has so much more history. There's like a cultural memory almost to like, you know, almost the stakes feel higher here because have a short memory.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Everything's and like life and death. We think the world is going to end in the next couple years usually. So
yeah, we're still kind of like scrambling to figure it out and put it all together. And like, you know, Denmark, they've been around forever. You know, it's like older cultures. They just have grown up and they're like, they figured out what to worry about and what not to worry about and like where to put the priorities.
That's how I feel about when I go visit Berlin. It's very nice.
It's very nice. And
everyone's
like,
chilling. You can drink. You can just go buy your beer, go sit at the park and just chill. And yeah, like you said, it feels more mature.
Mm. Right. Wow.
The cobblestone.
You're a polyglot, huh?
Mature.
Mature.
Ooh. Mature.
Wow.
Yeah. And I also think just things like the vibe or like just the, you know, like ambient energy of a place like as hippie and like LA as that sounds like. You know, I read this book Incognito that I think about that's about how the mind works. And basically it's like 95% of your mind is like all of the processes in your mind are happening in a part of your brain that you don't have access to. So like consciousness is like 5%. And then consciousness is just like receiving these things that are bubbling up from underneath that you like just aren't aware of. And I think that like that stuff affects you way more than you might realize.
Yeah,
definitely.
Mm.
Anything else you guys wanted to
call? Oh, yes. My other one, Fruitopia, the drink. I don't know why the fuck they got rid of it in this country. I love Fruitopia, and I used to love it in high school. They got rid of it in this country, and I'm really upset about it. They still actually have it in Canada and Australia. Australia. Fucking Arth, mate. But yes, they got rid of it out here. And I'm really upset about it. And I'm gonna continue to be upset about it. One interesting fact about it, Fruitopia? Fruitopia
was Coca-Cola Snapple.
Exactly. It was a poisonous fruit drink made of about 10% juice that had like this super trippy kaleidoscopic, you know, psychedelic imagery to be like mango, like what were the things like raspberry psychic lemonade or like peaceable peach, curious mango. And I was addicted to it because I think high fructose corn syrup is still running through my veins. But one thing I do want to talk about was on The Simpsons, on the episode where Lisa joins Mensa and she meets Stephen Hawking. Mm. He's like, I thought this was a utopia, but I see now that it is more like a fruitopia. And the thing was that the computer that Stephen Hawking used to speak, it didn't have Fruitopia in like its vocabulary. So they had to like phonetically reprogram his shit just to get that line out in The Simpsons. So Fruitopia even tripped up Stephen Hawking.
Right.
And I would just like people to know that, and that's why they should bring
it back. Stephen Hawking played himself?
Yes, he did. You'd think that with like something like that, people would just like cheat and be like, yeah, it's Stephen Hawking. No, they really had him.
But it's such a funny product because it was back at a time when people were first waking up to the fact that we were like just putting garbage in our bodies. But but like it was just a contest between them and Snapple, like who could give off the best vibes of healthiness and like natural ingredients. But they were both just, you know, sugar water essentially with food coloring and then fruit on the label. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, Snapple had their facts and the Snapple lady, so that made it feel a little
more Snapple definitely
safe.
Won. It seems like that's where Fruitopia went, is
the way of the...
Got swallowed by Snapple.
The dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jack, what is something that's overrated?
Fuck. Vice, I would say, is overrated as an institution. Just
Did
reading...
Vice pay you to write that?
Right.
That because, sounds like some shit. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Exactly. So let's do a hot take.
We're whack as fuck. Fuck you.
Just say fuck.
Why are you reading this, you dipshit? Fuck off. Now
that's
buy
how
this.
Sick we are.
Buy this Hewlett Packard printer.
What
do you buy motherboard?
So reading the New York Magazine article about Vice and the history and how Shane Smith like just directly cashed in on all these young, talented, hardworking people over the past like 15, 20 years, it's just like they directly converted the idealism and creativity of an entire generation into a cynical cash grab. And it's worse than like really any company that I can think of because of how well it worked and like how, I don't know, and it's probably not worse than any company I could think of. It's just the company that
it's worse than ExxonMobil.
Right. It's the company that did it the most, I don't know, shadily in our time, I feel like. It's like...
Well, because it was one of those things where, like, it was cool before when it was just a magazine, and it used to be that thing, like, when you had cool friends who had Vice, and you're like, yo, what is this? And like, dude, it's all about, like, Russian heroin addicts.
Right, yeah, because they used to put out that giant book that people would get, and people would have it on their coffee tables in college.
Oh, wow.
And you would see it, and you'd be like, oh, that's so cool. It's things that I don't really look at normally.
Right. And then when they went to YouTube, that's when it really started ramping up their, like, social cachet, where people were like, yo, Vice is fucking sick, dude. And then, then they just sort of exploited people to just really be like, yeah, you're going to work for nothing. Why? Because this is Vice, and you think that's cool.
Right.
So we're not going to fucking compensate you, you know, fairly or at all in some instances.
They have the 22-22-22 rule, which is hire 22-year-olds, work them 22 hours a day, and pay them $22,000 a year. And, yeah, there's just all sorts of toxic masculinity behind the scenes and, like, just weird, creepy shit where men would hit on, like, these young people who are working for them. And, you know, one of their co-founders went on to found a neo-Nazi gang that the Proud Boys, that's probably going to murder someone.
What do they call themselves, though? They're like, we're not alt-right. They really try and like act like they're something other than like a borderline white nationalist group.
I don't know. I know that a key part of their ethos is that they don't masturbate, which is weird to me.
Oh, cool. Mm. All right, Gavin.
Yep. Gavin.
Real quick side note, Cynical Cash Grab would be a great game show.
Cynical Cash Grab? That would be a good game show.
Or a punk band.
Mm-hmm.
My Our overrated is how good of a game show Cynical Cash Grab.
Yes. Anna, what's something that's overrated?
Oh, I'm going to come in hard with this one for 4th of July.
Oh,
I'm going to have to say celebrating.
Oh, no.
Celebrating is overrated?
I'm just so over celebrating.
Yeah. That's you know, that shows you how blessed you are.
You
become jaded about celebrating.
Glass of wine. Let's not rent mansions to throw parties in for 4th of July. That's
You know people that rent mansions?
For my friend who keeps insisting I come to her mansion party and throw down $10.
See, I feel like you go to
No, thank you.
This is coming from somebody who like is like, yeah, and my friends and I just rented a boat for the weekend and we're out like on the bay drinking wine all
that
weekend.
Is not
like you
true.
Just know
that
how
is
to like
not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just what you were telling me. You were like, yo, we just
It was
just
for someone's birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what
and
I'm
was,
just saying, that's
it was
there's
a,
nothing wrong with that.
A Duffy boat.
All I'm trying to say is that you are a connoisseur of how to celebrate, and you're like, people just overdo it.
No, I just look.
Sometimes.
I'm a homebody. I don't like leaving my house. I don't like anyone calling me. I don't like being interacted with.
Okay.
I don't like anyone looking me in the eye.
Yeah. Wow. No, I was just trying to make this not I just think about like how you hate people.
4th of July and like New Year's, like that kind of like aggressive of like, we have to celebrate this what really are we? That kills me. Yeah, it's like, no, I don't want to.
You could just act like it's fucking Wednesday.
Yeah, it's my, tomorrow is going to be my day off. Like, I just want to spend it as if like my butt is attached to a leather couch. Oh yeah,
can we come in late on Thursday? Mm-hmm. Or else I'm going to be fucking, we're going to have a weird episode tomorrow.
I'm going to erase my underrated 4th of July, because if we don't celebrate this, what are we? Never mind about that.
Yeah, but also people being like, we're going to rent this mansion and you got to pay to go throw down.
Fun.
It's like, if you're trying to make other people pay, then maybe look at your own self and see, maybe you shouldn't have rented a mansion.
Yeah, like, are you that caught up by consumer culture?
I'm just going to push back. I'm going ahead and push back.
I know. $10 for rent.
It was between 10. It was between 10.
You're not sleeping there, though.
To 50. So what? You own Woodland Hills?
$10. It gives a shit. Oh,
fine, Nick. You can go in my place.
Money bag stump over here.
Yeah, $10.
$10. I'll pay for you.
Well, it was between 10 to 50. And I was oh, now there's a scale based on how much I make. You want to see some like they want to see my salary card. They want to see what I'm doing, and then be like, well, based on the amount of money you make per year.
Do you get more access for 50?
I don't know.
Different rooms.
I get snacks.
There's levels to it.
Now, do they have loyalty cards where you go to multiple mansion parties and then you get a free mansion party at the end?
Just do what we used to do. You go, you have a friend whose parents work at the bank, find out where the foreclosed homes are, and then hop the fence.
Squat them.
Yep.
Squat party.
Yep.
Squatty party.
Nick?
Yes.
What's something that's overrated?
Yes. Yeah. I got drugs. Drugs and drug culture.
Dude.
Fuck you, dude.
All about that. All about that.
I mean,
also
you know,
the World Cup and traveling to Europe.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's time. I think it's time to call it.
What do you mean?
Drugs are over.
Yeah, it's just
them?
No, just no, the just concept
the,
of them.
The culture and like talking about it and you know.
Now that weed has been legalized and like
the legal weed is, I don't know.
That's what I wrote too, overrated drug stories. Like, really? We get it, man. We get it.
I think it's gotten too. It's
wait,
gotten
you're the person who who got the wildest stories.
And I'm not. I need to stop talking.
Your drug
about
stories
them.
Are great.
Yeah, my drug stories are always low-key problematic.
My drug stories are actually the best.
Well, I don't talk about them anymore because sometimes I feel like when I get in a conversation and someone starts telling them, and then there's like a pause for you to be like, that's tight, and then I just don't say anything.
Yes,
because I'm like,
and?
I'm like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, yeah, there are times when I, man, like in my younger days, I used to sport. Anyway, yes, I...
Oh, I wish you had gone into a half-hour drug story.
Honestly, dude. So.
Well, sometimes I just want to respond like, yeah, you know, our brains are a little less developed than they could be. And then people don't like that.
Whoa. Wait, what do you mean?
I just feel like there's a certain amount of drugs I've done, and people will be, and then when I feel like I talk about it, people are like, wow, you don't seem fried. And I'm like, dude, you don't fucking know what my day-to-day is. You don't know how up I've made myself thinking I was so cool doing all these drugs. Because the list of medical problems I bring in every morning to this group of dudes.
318 point check.
It ain't worth it. Doctors are like, why are your teeth like that? And you don't want to fucking answer that question.
You're like, these ain't even teeth, doctor. These are chiclets. That's why my breath's so minty.
We talked last week when both of you guys were out about this Johnny Depp Rolling Stone article. I don't know if you read it, but...
Mm-hmm. No, I heard that episode.
It was just like super depressing. And also like he talked all the time about like... his boy Hunter S. Thompson and like all the drugs they did together. And I was just thinking back like, man, when I got out of college, I thought Hunter S. Thompson was so fucking cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And like now I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah. The whole thing's kind of been like demystified. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit. Miles. What's something that's overrated, man?
Nick's takes. Whack, dude. Overrated. MySpace. Overrated.
Nice.
What else I got? Oh, you know, honestly, like late night shows taking Trump to task is getting a little worn out for me because they're not communicating to people the danger. We're like the clownification of him. It's funny in the beginning, and we do that too.
Right.
But I feel like we also try and like express our deep concerns about this administration.
Right.
And I feel like a few of the shows are kind of like in that area where it's like, ha, ha, ha. Right. When it's, it should be like, ha, ha, fuck no, right. though, for real. Like, it can't, we can't just sort of stand to kind of laugh at how dumb or inept he is as a president. Like, I think really, when you have a platform that big, you should also be really sort of informing people, too, about, like, that it's dangerous.
Right.
So, yeah, the whole, like, you know, I think eventually it was going to get worn out. You know what I mean? Like, and I think we all thought, I think at least everything, like comedy, like a lot of comedians even talk, it's like, yeah, shit's like whatever. Everyone's got like Trump material, but it's not,
right.
It's not interesting anymore because now it's like, we've gone past the speculating about how bad it could be or whatever to like, oh no, now we're looking at things like another conservative Supreme Court justice and like, you know, really fucking draconian immigration laws and things like that.
Yeah, it's, there's something that's just so inherently toothless about that format generally, like, because Stephen Colbert used to be able to talk about this shit and like have some of the context and the consequences built into it, but like now that he's switched to doing a late night show, it just feels, yeah, like they're, the jokes are written specifically,
they're just burns.
Yeah, they're, that's exactly
burned
right.
them
they're just
Boom.
Burns.
Yeah,
like I think Desus and Mero like do a better job of expressing the complete just darkness of the situation, even though they're like also
they're laughing, but yeah, laughing, but they're like men it. Of color and their life experience kind of informs like
right.
why they're sort of like nihilistic, kind of like
right. Yeah, there's it. Nihilism in yeah. it, and like you just would never see that. Like I think Conan in the early days had a little nihilism built in, but he's like, I don't even know if he necessarily has that anymore.
He's going to once a week now, isn't he?
Is he really?
I think that's the next step
Damn.
For Conan.
Yeah.
He should have never took Jay Leno's spot. Anyway.
All right.
Overrated that Jay Leno spot. yeah. What else? What else? What else?
I have, what else? I live off of avocado toast on the weekends. Just like
homemade though.
Homemade avocado toast. You just mash up a fucking avocado, salt, pepper, and lemon juice and toast. It's the cheapest thing that you can possibly make for yourself, like really, really easily. Mm-hmm. And it's also
water soup.
Water soup, right? But it's not quite as filling as water soup. Yeah. You know, it keeps you feeling light.
What's water?
Do you have avocados growing? Do you have your own avocados?
We don't grow our own avocados.
So you're not like Soren.
No, Soren's got a huge avocado tree.
I steal him. He doesn't know. I told him on Twitter. He doesn't know. I take his. I know where
you
he
just
lives.
Go into his avocado.
Yeah, I know when he's at work.
This just became a shorthand from the, you know, Generation X and the baby boomer generation. To be like, well, these millennials and their avocado toast. And at some point that just became like fancy ass, like that's all they care about. And like they're like spending their money on avocado toast. And it's like not expensive and it's
just
healthy.
I know the
healthy.
Best avocado toast, $46. It's so good.
Oh, God.
Oh, hell yeah.
It does all right, sound you good. Are not helping right now.
They serve it out of a fucking Hermes Birkin bag.
Jack, have you ever tried the cumin on the avocado toast?
No, and Try I that. Will take that
Ooh,
down right now.
That's some good stuff.
It's funny. I was at my last gig when we would do more like we'd have out of town crews come through for video shoots and stuff. I remember the director was staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and they were like, "Oh, let's talk about the shoot, and like we'll grab breakfast at the hotel or whatever." The fucking avocado toast there was $28 or $26. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, this is fucking dumb.
That is
offensive.
Insane.
And I will have it because you're paying. But I'll fuck that.
Was it good?
No. It was literally straight up avocado toast. But because it was the hotel and this idea, like there's this like glamour. It is fucking and whatever. It's everywhere though. Even in Europe, it's all over the place now.
Really?
Yep. Avocado toast.
It's a good thing to feed your kids too.
I have a good underrated that's not good.
Was that an overrated?
an overrated.
Okay.
Indie cred.
Indie cred.
Yeah. I like that one.
Mm-hmm. It is just, what are we doing these days?
Right. You know?
What's an example? Give an example of something that's got indie cred.
I can't because I know a few people if I start naming names,
okay.
They'll come for my indie cred.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Well, but you said it was overrated.
Well, like
I can't lose that.
Like, you know, like the Noah Baumbach and the Greta Gerwigs, you know, it's like, okay,
I mean, you can see it in
it.
Like TV commercial. Like every car commercial is like an Instagram filter and looks like an indie cred, like adorable movie.
Like indie cred doesn't exist anymore because festival culture kind of killed the indie cred because now it's like everything has to be indie to get to a festival because these giant films like. You can't just go straight from making a movie straight to theater. Like, it has to go through festival.
Right.
But, like, that culture has blown up so much that you're like, well, you're not really indie anymore. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I was even talking about like music festival. Like if you, yeah. any oh, car yeah. commercial, it's
Coachella
like a bunch of like
fashion.
People going to Coachella yeah. fashion. Exactly. Yes. And that's related to the drug culture thing. Like it's all right. the same kind of, right. you know.
Oh, okay. I see. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I'm
Guys,
talking about.
Guys, before we get to some more over and underrated, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we're back. And it is time for
more
Nick Stuffalumpicus.
Yeah. What do you need?
An overrated.
An overrated, sir.
Okay.
Bring out your paper towel.
I got movies. Movies.
Jesus Christ.
Movies are
okay.
overrated.
Movies are overrated, yes.
Okay.
They're not, that generally a movie is not that great. It's true.
That's true. Okay.
It is. Look at 10 movies.
It's true.
How many of them are good? Really? And it's considered to be this massive cultural thing, and they're just not that
but
good.
But isn't, you could say that about music or anything that's like subjective.
You could say that about anything like that's subjective. But movies, I think, have an outsized place in culture based on.
Because it's a movie, right?
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's a movie. It's just not.
I guess that's true
that
because
good.
It takes so much money.
Yeah.
To create an actual
That's
feature
right.
film that would be in a theater, yeah. so therefore yeah. you'd think, well, all this money, it can't be bad.
Right. It's a big event, but it's not actually that good. Like when you get down to what it is as yeah. a piece of art,
because like you can make music broke as fuck,
you can
make
yes.
art broke as fuck, but like real, like I mean, I guess, but you can make film. I mean, you could make a
you
weird
sort
indie
of make,
art house movie,
yeah.
kind of broke, but
also like the way it's evolved to such a point where it's not, they're just not making very many. Good movies anymore for whatever reason,
because they started focusing on like really expensive
yeah
like
every,
they,
you know
I feel like the studios got too smart for their own good almost that
well,
they like
yeah.
moneyballed themselves
well no yes. at a certain point the people who were in development roles at the studios were slowly replaced with people from marketing
right
because it was like well hold right. on like these guys know what's gonna make money now versus
right.
like old school development people were like or their directors or people who had like actual a creative stake in things would be like, oh, this is a good idea.
Right.
We like this versus how can we turn this fucking emoji into a fucking event?
I feel like right. the only thing that makes movies are like Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
yeah.
a lot of that. And there's a lot of like,
money
you know, somebody forgot
right.
to hire a good writer. That happens a lot.
Right.
You know, they do everything but get a good story and a good like well-written mm-hmm. thing.
What's a good movie to you that just came out?
I mean,
recently?
That's the problem.
I don't know.
I have a lot of faith in the future of documentaries because mm-hmm. of like just the sheer amount of raw material that we're generating on a daily basis.
Right,
right.
Like, as human beings, like anybody could have an incredible documentary made about them at this point.
That is the stuff that I got the most excited about recently to watch was definitely
right.
like something like Wild Wild Country or something.
Right.
Like that is, I thought was pretty interesting, but like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I just haven't seen a movie where I was like, "Wow, that was just so great as a
wow.
lasting piece of art in a while."
Have you seen Cutthroat Island?
I
have
not.
Well, exactly. My man, buckle up.
Well, you're about to. Because I just wrote it.
Have you announced that you're in the year 1997 yet? Or
no,
no, that's
no.
just implied.
Well, I mean, that brings me to my next overrated: not having ED.
Oh Jesus,
that's overrated.
Not having ED.
Yeah.
yeah. No, I can see that.
It's kind of a confusing double negative.
Well,
yeah. Underrated.
Shows you the stink of me.
Uh-huh.
Well.
I mean, look at Hemingway's career.
Yeah.
You know,
no, one actual overrated I have, the flat sheet in a bed.
I agree.
I don't like it.
No need.
I move around too much when I sleep. That shit always ends up at my feet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bunched up.
Just
need the fucking blanket.
Only.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck this other
yep.
shit is. Also.
Totally.
Tucking the shit, like when you get a hotel bed
yeah, yeah.
and they tuck the fucking
like
shit
those.
Out
you're
of the bed.
A, you're a leg outer?
Like leg out.
Yeah.
I'm all leg out.
Same.
Tim
yeah,
Legler.
I need one leg out.
Yeah, I need leg out.
I like being enveloped in there.
Ooh.
Wait, so the flat sheet is not the one that goes over the...
The fitted sheet goes over the mattress.
Right,
and the flat
that.
Is just that like, just like tissue paper that
right.
goes in between you and the blanket, the comfort.
And
it's like you a present.
Yours yeah. is made of tissue paper. So,
yes,
yeah.
it is.
You always come in with just wet tissue paper sticking to your body.
Well, that's because I, anyways,
yeah,
on the
no,
floor of Dodger Stadium bathroom. yeah, I mean, that's like a thing that I always just felt that, oh, you know what else? Just overrated extra fucking pillows that people just decorative fucking pillows on the bed.
Get
them
Don't
shits get
me started.
Off.
Don't even.
Am I right, ladies?
That sketch is underrated.
Oh, is, yeah.
Molly Shannon. As a stand-up comedian.
Don't get me started.
Don't even get me started.
Am I right, ladies?
That was funny because we came in, we like all had a memory of that sketch.
Yeah.
She's still good. She's in that divorce show, which is not the greatest show in the world, but she's very good.
Well, first season was great.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Divorce.
What's the name of the woman who created that show who also did the other
Sharon?
Show?
Is it Sharon? She did a Catastrophe.
Catastrophe is incredible.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's so
great.
Good.
Yeah. No, I know Catastrophe is great. I didn't know Sharon. I forget her name.
It's like we know her. Oh, Sharon did that?
Oh, Cher?
Oh, yeah.
My mom's name.
Sharon's had the funniest
Sharon
thing.
Horgan.
Sharon Horgan.
Sharon Horgan.
Freaking Horgan?
Oh, yeah, mine.
Actually, you know what? Underrated Thomas Hayden Church in Divorce. So
Thomas
good.
Hayden Church in general is yeah.
so good.
So good. Mm-hmm.
So funny.
He's a yeah. very funny man.
I'm all tapped out for overrated. What about you, Jack?
Your knowledge / perception of yourself. I already touched on that a little bit, but you're the worst person to judge yourself, whether it's what you look like or, you know, your abilities. Personality.
We're our worst critics.
Or you think you are better at certain things than you are. Like, we tend to give ourselves more credit for being like good people in some respects, like morality, mm-hmm. but. So we give ourselves too much credit there, but then we're like too critical of ourselves when it comes to other things.
Right.
So yeah, ask a stranger, go to therapy.
Ask a stranger, hey, do I look hot?
Yeah, instead of looking into a mirror, just ask somebody if you look hot.
I look like shit, right?
Just put something on the internet and you'll find out.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the internet will just confirm all of it. I knew it.
Average it.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
I haven't overrated.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty. Just kidding. That was a fake.
Your podcast was just canceled.
You're making it hot for somebody.
It was
you're making it hot for somebody else.
I'm trying to find
else.
The like most upsetting overrated I could possibly say. I don't really think it's overrated. I'm so sorry. It's
Joe
completely
Rogan.
Perfectly rated.
Perfectly
Joe
rated.
Rogan is also
well,
overrated.
Wait till they do that Kanye episode, if that happens.
What's the Kanye episode?
Because Kanye was like, Rick and Morty is my favorite show. And then, like, wasn't Justin Roiland, like, on Twitter, like, yo, great, let's do something. And then Kanye responded, like, great. I was like, oh, shit.
That will be,
interesting.
Either they're going to make the best episode or it'll be the worst episode.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Overrated, I'd say. Do you have one, Nick?
Yeah, I have one.
What, Air?
Said no one ever. My least favorite thing in the world.
Hey, said no one ever,
canceled
though.
Canceled so badly.
Said no one ever. Wait, who are you around that's saying that?
I just see you see
it
everywhere. It's like you see like you know, some cute quote and then be like dash no one ever, and it just drives me crazy.
Oh man. I'm
Did
going
your,
to
like,
delete this tweet.
That's all I got. Recently get into memes.
Yeah,
said no one ever.
Your daughter is saying that
She's
to
like,
you.
Okay, dad.
It's a matter of time.
I respect you, father. Said no,
no
one
said
ever.
No one ever. Burn. I'm three.
Love I'm... no one ever.
Said
Happy Father's Day. Love no one ever. Your kid.
I think two technologies that are underrated in terms of the impact they're going to have on our future are like ambient computing, like Alexa. I mean, people kind of know that now, but just watching my son interact with Alexa is insane. Like, he's obsessed with it. And
Your
I feel
son?
Like, yeah. Who's two and is like, that's all he does all day is shout
Talk
at Alexa.
To oh, really?
So are you going to just lose the nanny and just have an Alexa?
Yeah,
in the house?
Totally.
Well, yeah, they got nanny mode.
Oh, nice.
Remember?
And also CRISPR, which I don't know enough about to speak knowledgeably about, but they can
In the refrigerator?
Edit. Yeah, mm-hmm. The CRISPR in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. They
don't
can
know what
edit
it's for.
Our genes. So
what?
They can edit our genes.
If you want a boot cut.
Like they can do like
taper.
A copy, control, alt, F, whatever. They can do a universal replace.
Okay.
I was just getting the hotkeys wrong for universal replace.
Open Apple Q? Open Apple.
But yeah, they can fix a lot of problems. So that's going to be weird.
Can't you already sort of opt for some stuff?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Not in humans yet, I don't think.
It's like, well, then this doctor scammed me.
Well.
Can I use your phone?
Yeah, next Nick's like, overrated having a phone.
Overrated, oh man.
Nick's overrateds are the best.
Last overrated for me, the idea that things can't get worse. There's the frog boiling analogy that people make sometimes, but I don't know. I just heard from, or I just read somebody on Twitter do a whole thread about having grown up in South Africa and being a student of South African history. And
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They were talking about how the National Party, we just associate South Africa with like a racist white government, and they had 37% of the vote in the early 20th century, and then rural votes were given like slightly heavier representation in parliament,
like
which
an electoral college,
yeah, almost like a country I've heard of in the modern day. And it was like a glitch that they exploited, and people didn't take them seriously, and they just kept waiting for things to go back to normal. And I just frequently hear people say, well, as if things could get any worse. And I think it's just we oftentimes can't imagine how they're going to get worse, but
they can.
Yeah, they can. So
what is the frog boiling analogy?
It's that when you just put a frog in like room temp water and then turn the heat on, like the water gets warmer and warmer slowly, and they don't realize they're being boiled alive. Yeah.
You know when you're cooking a frog up.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why we use that. You know the frog boiling analogy.
I mean, people must have been eating frogs. That's why. They're like,
people
oh, my man.
France.
Yeah, but you don't boil them, right? Don't you?
I don't know what you do.
Like, you guys ever have fried frog legs?
Yeah, I've had the frog legs.
Their butts are so cute, though.
They do have
like
tight
they got
butts,
like, yeah, they're like, hey, what's up?
You have little tight little asses.
Yeah, tight little ass. You
disgusting.
Oh, I remember that's seeing why when one we were going like, that is my like fit spo, like fit inspiration.
Oh my God, did you see that frog's ass? I mean goals.
It's like a cute, it's a tight ass. It's
tight
got some like
gluteus
like,
minimus.
Yeah, some like strong legs. Like I was like, oh, girl.
That, oh,
I
that's
did
why,
eat it.
Yeah.
I
when
did
I was
eat
like,
it.
Hey, come with me to this aquarium real quick. I get some fish food. You're like, ah, actually, I'm not allowed in there. They got frogs in there. It's a misunderstanding with the local police. It's something.
Guys, this was fun.
Yeah. Oh,
underrated God. How much
guys.
Fun this was.
Yes.
No, it was
okay,
great.
Okay, I gotta go. I'm
on.
Trying to go to a barbecue.
Okay.
No, fuck you guys.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, we recorded this on 4th of July.
Hey, look at those fireworks up there.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow. Uncle
those
Sam.
Babies really can't move
Uncle
across
Sam's
the sky.
Here.
Uncle Sam came by.
Like he's Santa Claus.
Oh, Uncle Sam rode on his, flew across on his eagle.
Well, enjoy, be safe, drink a lot of
water.
Water.
Don't watch beer. Movies.
Yeah, don't watch movies. They're bad.
Fuck drugs. Drink a lot of Fruitopia. Share a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. And use your Alexa and CRISPR.
And tell everyone right as soon as you come into contact with them about all your medical
all
problems.
Your medical history.
And make sure you make plans to leave the country on this 4th of July.
And Google tight ass little frog ass.
Oh, yeah. Look at those frog ass.
That's a little
ass
redundant. Ass. Okay, let me Google tight ass little frog ass.
Nick. Anna, it's been lovely having you. Where can people find you, follow you?
I don't
do
any
that.
Of that.
Okay.
Overrated.
Social media. You can follow me in my house, I guess.
No. you can follow me on Twitter at AnnaHosniehe, AnnaHosniehe. You can follow my podcast, Ethnically Ambiguous, on the How Stuff Works Network. We have fun. Enjoy us. We're underrated for the time being.
Alright. Miles, any patriotic music that you want to ride out on? National Anthem as sung by...
Oh, National Anthem by Radiohead.
By Radiohead. There you go.
There we go.
That's a good one. Alright, we're going to ride out on that. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast. Bye!
Tight ass
Woo! Woo! Boy, I better call my PO.